I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Matt Forman on the hotline. And Matt, I only did a cursory research project on you before you came on the air, and I want to run this by you. Was it true that you went to Northwestern for journalism?
That's correct. Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
And not only that, Matt Forman, but that you also were the editor-in-chief, the sports editor at the Daily Northwestern.
You've done your homework.
I have your LinkedIn up in front of me, so thank goodness somebody updated it. And with all of that said, Matt, you decided not to go into the world of journalism. Is that the biggest mistake of your life?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know that I would say that. I certainly enjoyed some of my different work in the journalism world and have a deep respect for what you guys do for a living. And at the same time, love what I get to do now.
All right. So with all of that said, we just came off an hour of the show where we said normally it's not our job to sell tickets for teams, but we want to see that place sold out for the playoffs. We really feel passionately that fans should respect what the team is doing right now, that your team has earned the support of the city, and that we want to see that place rocking like it always is for playoff games.
Well, appreciate you guys saying that. There's nothing like Progressive Field when it's packed in October. Think back of so many memories for how much of a competitive advantage Progressive Field can be when it's filled with Clevelanders. So really looking forward to October baseball here and having the place packed with Clevelanders.
Matt Forman joining us on the show. How much further along are you than you anticipated with your roster?
That's a good question. I think we'll let you guys set the expectations and create the narratives for how you expect things to go. I think we set out this year hoping to be competitive. And we prioritized opportunities for a bunch of young players, and those guys have taken steps forward in their development and really impacted us. What the exact timetable is, I'm not sure. I can tell you that we every year feel a great sense of urgency to be competitive, not only within the division, but beyond. And so, excited that we were able to clinch the division and, see such great growth from so many young players across the roster this year.
My timetable was really 2024. Is that around the same ballpark, or were you thinking sooner than that or later?
Yeah, like I said, I'm not sure that we set specific timetables. They can become they're labels, right? And they can become self-fulfilling. I think we go into every offseason and every season hoping that we can do everything we can to make the team as competitive as possible. That's our charge. That's our mission. And setting expectations for ourselves, I think, can be self-fulfilling or blocking in a lot of ways. So we set out to do the best we can to put ourselves in the best position possible. And that goes for our players, too, right? I think from day one of spring training, Tito emphasized the importance of the process, not the results. Play the game hard, play the game the right way, and we'll let the record speak for itself at the end of the year.
I don't know, Matt. When I saw Tito in that clubhouse, and when I saw him in the locker room popping champagne, it seemed to mean a lot for him. And he's been someone who's been through these wars. He's had totally different types of teams. He's had a lot of veteran-laden teams that have been able to get these accomplishments. The fact that you are the youngest team in baseball and that you seem to be the envy of all of baseball. When I check in on all the national broadcasters and the other regional broadcasters who wish their teams played like yours and came together like yours. I think this is a big-time accomplishment, and I mean, this was a shocker to me. Maybe it wasn't to you, but I think it's something you guys should pat yourselves on the back for.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned Tito. I think, you know, Tito said that he's getting older, but celebrating division championships never gets old. That moment was special for Tito and so many people, you know, players, leadership across the organization. And, you know, Tito's going to be a Hall of Fame manager. You know, the way that he approaches every day, I think, is a real distinguishing quality of his. The moment never gets too big. He creates an incredible environment for our players to be the best versions of themselves every day. And, we don't take for granted, you know, the opportunity to have a celebration like we did on Sunday.
Matt Forman joining us on the hotline right now from the Guardians, your Central Division champs. That's got to sound great to hear. When I consider the way that baseball has kind of moved, and we all think of your front office as kind of ahead of the curve, and you guys have been able to really be the team that other teams in similar situations want to emulate. But is this something you would ever consider emulating again? The fact that, you know, you're second last in home runs, you're doing it more station to station, and yet you're finding ways to win games, to rally, to win late, you know, last night notwithstanding?
Well, I think that one of the things that Tito and the rest of the coaching staff does exceptionally well is putting players in a position to succeed. Let's leverage our strengths and let's do what we can to minimize whatever weaknesses we may have, because we think that'll give us the best chance to be competitive. And so I think that's a replicable formula for performance. And I think regardless of the specific profile or types of players, we'll look to do that moving forward. But to your point, this has been a really unique group. I think it's kind of trending against maybe what some of the three true outcome components of baseball are across the industry at large. And it's been a fun style of baseball. Running first to third, you know, playing the game hard, getting a hard 90 down to first every time, taking care of the baseball, not making errors, putting the ball in play and putting pressure on defenses. It's been a fun brand of baseball, and it's been really enjoyable for us, and we hope for our fans too.
But Matt, you hear what these other fans, these announcers in other cities, they almost talk about how pesky you guys are, how it's not exactly the sexiest style of baseball. I mean, it certainly seems like you wouldn't agree with that, would you?
I think it's a fun style of baseball. You know, it's a little bit of a throwback. Put the ball in play, grind at bats, get into teams' pitching staffs, and at the same time, you know, do the little things that you have to do to be competitive. Take care of the baseball, back up bases, be in the right place at the right time. It's easy to take those things for granted, but Tito has preached it and our players have embraced it. Those are the things that are going to set us up for success.
Have you ever worked for another organization?
I haven't.
What makes...
Been with Cleveland for 10 years, and this is the only place I've been.
10 years. What makes the Guardians special to you?
I think the culture. The culture of the organization is a real separator. It starts at the top with ownership and Paul Dolan, and it transcends the entire organization from Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff to Terry Francona and beyond. We have really a really great environment to be a part of and to contribute to, and we have special people across the organization pulling on the same rope in the same direction every single day. And that gets me excited to come to work every single day, and makes me feel really fortunate that I've been with the organization for 10 years.
Matt Forman joining us on the show, Executive Vice President, Guardians Assistant General Manager as well. So I talk to fans every day. Lyman and I both talk to fans every day. The fans are focused on one thing at all times. It's always payroll. That's out of your control. When it comes to power, though, that is in your control. How much power do you guys all get from ownership?
So you're referring to power in terms of power production for players or power
roster? Roster. How do you cultivate a roster? How your ideas, your work, your data, how to cultivate it with Terry, with everybody to put the best product out on the field you can with how much you can afford.
Sure. Well, I think one of the great components of our organization, I mentioned, is our culture, and we have a really collaborative environment where our leadership group gets together and assesses, you know, where are we, where we'd like to go, how can we get from where we are to where we'd like to be, mm-hmm. and you know, we have a collaborative dynamic to brainstorm ideas for how we can push things forward. So power, I'm not sure that we often think of it that way. We think about how we can best work together to create the outcomes that we want to have.
You know, your team in the off season was rumored to take some swings at some other players that, you know, might have cost some money, might have taken some of the allocated funds towards, and instead you end up going with this roster that has almost been reshaped throughout the season. Do you feel like maybe you got fortunate that certain players didn't end up with you, that you ended up going with the players that are here, that are homegrown, and that you guys were so excited about instead?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, we had opportunities to pursue external players, both coming out of the lockout and at the trade deadline. It was a targeted group of players because anytime, you know, we make an acquisition, there's both the cost to acquire the player and the opportunity cost of playing time for internal players. And I think we went into this year expecting that we'd have a really young team. I don't know that we knew we'd have the youngest team in baseball by far. But I think we knew that we'd be really young, and we wanted to prioritize opportunities for those young players. I was sharing a story yesterday with some of the leaders in our front office group about our 2021 Akron Rubber Ducks team that won the Eastern League Championship. And that group was led by Stephen Kwan and Oscar Gonzalez and Richie Palacios and Will Benson and Xavion Curry and Hunter Gaddis. And the list goes on. And that was a special group who had played really diligently throughout the year in Double A. And I think we felt like the environment that we were creating there could continue to progress throughout the minor leagues and into the big leagues. And it's been really special to see, the young faces who know each other so well from their time in the minor leagues to come up to the major leagues and continue that special dynamic that they have created throughout the years.
What do you guys do to constantly test yourselves to make sure you're not falling behind anything, to constantly make sure that we talk about this with football all the time, you know, making sure that you're constantly staying fresh. You guys have to do that in baseball. What do you do?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think we pride ourselves on innovation, but we have a deep respect for tradition, right? Things have been done a certain way in baseball for a long time for a reason, and we want to understand what those reasons are. At the same time, we're constantly thinking about ways that we can do things better and differently. And we know that if we do things the exact same way as everybody else, we'll probably get the same results as everybody else. And so we look for ways to distinguish ourselves. And I think we know that speaking to the dynamic of our really young team, I think we know that we have to be exceptional at scouting and player development. You know, that's the lifeblood of our organization. And so, we really invest a lot of time and energy thinking about our best practices and our processes to be exceptional in those areas.
All right, Matt, let's pretend you're a journalist again, way back there in college. Who are you pulling for here? Are you pulling for the Guardians to go up against the Rays, the Blue Jays? Who do you got? Who do you want them to see?
Man.
The Mariners? Come on, give us an answer.
I don't know if I can put that hat on. I'll leave that up to you guys. But any of the potential opponents that we could play are you know, really talented teams. We've had a chance to play, you know, some of them or all of them throughout the season, including, you know, Tampa Bay right now. They're all so talented, and we'll look forward to preparing for all of them. It's a challenge in our preparation. We have our advanced scouting groups and our staff preparing for those potential opponents, and right now we're preparing for a handful of teams. And so as things whittle down, that'll narrow down our focus a little bit, but we'll do everything we can to prepare for whoever we end up facing the wild card round.
I mean, obviously baseball is a lot different than football. Football, these coaches are locked in watching 20 hours of tape, really not even hanging out with their families. It's very sad, Matt Forman. But for someone like you, what is your responsibility? What is your obligation now that you guys can sit back and enjoy the fruits of your labor and that you know you're going to the postseason, but you don't know who you're going up against.
Well, there's a lot of preparation going on across the organization. And, you know, I think we're, from a major league team perspective, we want to make sure that our players are both healthy and prepared for the postseason. And so we have, you know, just a handful of games left, six against Kansas City, two against Tampa, and we'll make sure that our players are both, you know, prepared but healthy heading into the postseason. We have our staff of scouts and analysts and others preparing for the potential opponents, you know, getting to understand their tendencies and the potential players that we might face in those series. And, you know, otherwise I think, it's putting all the pieces together to prepare for, what that, you know, what the first round might look like.
What am I saying about Matt Forman in 10 years?
I don't know. I'll leave that to you guys as well. Hopefully you're saying that you know, I and we contributed to some really fun baseball experiences in Cleveland.
What's your other interest? You sound like a young guy. How old are you?
I'm 33.
Holy God, you are young. What made you fall in love with baseball?
You know, it was always my favorite sport as a kid. My parents have pictures and videos of me in batting cages at 2 years old. So, you know, I was linked on baseball at an early age, and it's always been one of my greatest passions since.
Did you tell your folks you wanted to do baseball, like you wanted to work in baseball, and they were like cool with it, even when you were at Northwestern? I mean, that is a prestigious university, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that a career in baseball was a possibility. It was always a passion of mine, but someone with my background, you know, I wasn't sure that it was a possibility. It was an interest, and you know, through some of the writing that I did and different pieces that I prepared and relationships that I made throughout the game, I was able to you know, land an internship with Cleveland and have been here ever since. So was it a dream? Sure, but this is beyond my expectations that I would have identified as a, you know, as a rising freshman at Northwestern.
And now he just needs one or two guys to get plucked, and he'll continue to move up the ranks.
Up
Matt,
he goes.
We appreciate you coming on and taking our dumb questions straight on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
No, they were great questions. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Okay, Matt Forman, Guardians assistant GM and executive VP on the hotline.
It's a long title.
That is. I would just add assistant to the traveling secretary at this point. Would you not?
Well, if he's not the assistant to the traveling secretary, then he'll call the assistant to the traveling secretary.
Doesn't matter.
More coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.